everyone. Your designers are here. I'm Anita with Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home.
We've got tips, we've got tricks, and we've got decorating advice, so let's get started.
Hi, everyone. Today is episode 26. We're going to talk about decorating the great outdoors. Now, that seems like a big task, doesn't it?
It's a lot of space
to decorate. But we can do it. Come on. With you and Yvonne and Anita and me, we can do it.
That's exactly right.
Well, we're talking about your great outdoors. So whether you have a little patio off your condo or apartment, or if you have a yard with grass or a pool or a porch, or even just a little side yard or a shared yard, we've got ideas for you to make your outdoor living space absolutely beautiful.
You know, Kelly, so, I'm really excited about this.
Me too. Oh, yeah. And the weather is getting such, well, certainly here, it's a little chilly still, but it's beautiful and the rain has stopped, although we thank God for the rain. The rain has stopped and I'm ready to really get outside. So I'm super excited about what we're going to talk about today.
And you know, we live in three different areas of the country. So you live in California and Anita, you live in a couple places, but right now you're in Texas where the blue bonnets are blooming. And I live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So there's three different probably approaches to how we decorate outdoors too, isn't there?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, and we have to, our farm in Round Top, it's at the top of a hill and the wind is ferocious. So I've got to take that into account as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We don't really have a lot of weather here. Every once in a while, we had a windstorm maybe 4 or 5 years ago and everybody's still talking about it. I mean, you know, of course we're on, you know, we're on a fault sort of. So we're, you know, we could have the big one at any time, but you know what? You can't worry about that, right? So you're just going to live your life and decorate your backyard. So that's what we're doing.
I love your attitude.
Yeah, you got to go for it. If you're worried about that, right, you'd never get out of bed. So there's too many things to worry about.
So do you have to take your pictures and kind of glue them to the wall so they don't come off?
You know, when I first moved here, I got all the braces and the things at the hardware store. And then I was like, you know what? And the kids are bigger. You know, then you worry about, gosh, you know, something squishing someone. But they're kind of big. They can handle it now. So I'm not too worried about it.
You're on your own, kids.
You're on your own. Just try to move fast and slide out from under.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, anyway, let's get back to what we're doing. We always get a little off track, but that's
okay. We do, because we have so much fun together.
So what I've been able to do here, which has made me super happy, is I've always wanted my kitchen to open up to my backyard. And in all the houses I've lived in, that's sort of never really happened. Maybe one a little bit, but this, my kitchen here opens up right to my backyard. Mm-hmm. And so I get to look out at my yard and then our barn in the back that we're going to get to at some point soon. So we are starting to have this indoor-outdoor California or just warm weather kind of living where ideally we're going to have the doors to the kitchen open and then we'll have the outdoor family room done in the barn area. And I'm hoping there's this sort of natural flow back and forth. And my laundry room's going to be outside. So, you know, I'll definitely be flowing and carrying back and forth. But that seemed the best spot for it. So I have lots and lots of plans for outside. And if you saw my outside, it's, you know, it's kind of like a rectangle. And we started, as I've said to you before, you know, kind of with the yard from Fred Sanford's yard. So we've come a long, long way. I'm going to make a note to myself. I do have a blog post with a picture of that.
So yard. Kelly.
Oh, I can't wait to see that, Kelly.
Do you have real grass in this yard?
No, this is where I have my faux grass.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I want pictures of this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But I talked about that before, so I'm not going to get into that.
Right.
So anyway, I have a ton of ideas, but I don't want to be, I could go on and on. Let me start with one of you ladies. Would you want to jump in and say what you're doing or what you have or what you really enjoy about your outdoor spaces?
Well, I mean, at the farm, we had it's 12 feet by 50 feet back porch put on. So we put on a huge porch for outdoor living. And really, if beautiful. You're out in the country, to me, that's the point, is being outside. So, yeah, I mean, ours, I mean, I'm known for having a day bed back there, so it's been a sleeping porch. There's a china cabinet, a dining room table. So we live pretty large out there.
I love the pictures of your porch. You really bring your indoors out.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But the only problem is that wind, and that's something that we've been working on, is kind of closing off the
end. You've been working on stopping the wind.
Well, I hope you've been praying a lot. That's what I have to say.
Well,
that's the only way you can tame it.
Well, we have some. We have a handyman who built some our treehouse and everything, and we've been talking to him about putting some of those kind of overhead doors that come down on the ends, kind of like here. They would be like at an ice house.
Okay.
So they come down, and they kind of like garage doors, and they would come up. So that's something we're looking at doing, just to block the wind coming through there, because it does speed up as it goes through. You know, it's a little. Thing that happens, and it's pretty windy, but
yeah,
it's
definitely more considerations when you're decorating outside as far as weather, no matter where you live,
right? So it does get dirt, and people have asked me about how do you keep all your pillows nice and everything. And you know, we have it's a farm, so there's mice and things. And to be honest with you, if you do have pillows and things out there, you're probably going to want to bring them in when they're not in use. And we do tarp the tables, but so it's a little, it is definitely work the more you have out there, but it's so worth it. And it's, oh, I just love having meals out there. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, I decided a few years ago that I was not going to cover up my outdoor furniture anymore, because I thought, you know, it's just making it not that much fun. But, you know, we're in this house all the time, and so I don't do it. I do drag in the cushions and whatnot when it's, I know it's going to rain, but most of the time I just leave them out there, and so somebody can just
Well, you probably don't have mice like that will tear them up. I mean,
no, my mice are very cute. They wear the little hats and they have a little candle.
Okay, Cinderella.
You know, and they just rest on the pillow and then slipper off. Yeah. Those are our mice. No. Actually,
well, Mr. No. Snake showed up recently, and so we have not had a mouse problem lately. I'm going to say
that's good. Well, we have a cat. Mm-hmm. An indoor-outdoor cat, and our cat takes care of all of that.
An indoor-outdoor cat. I've heard of indoor-outdoor carpets, but never an indoor-outdoor cat. I love it.
Hobbs is a wonderful mouser.
Excellent. So how do you create an outdoor room, Yvonne? What would you do?
I live where the weather is continually variable. You know, we are a four-seasoned area, so we have all the elements of all the seasons. I also live around open fields, which, like Anita, it can get quite windy where we are. And I also, like Anita, have a porch, but my porch wraps around our entire house.
Nice.
So actually, we have three sides. Our garage, it doesn't wrap around our garage. So we have a big area that we can live outside on our porch. And then we extended that to a large two-tiered patio. And so we did that, I think, 4 years ago. We had a smaller patio, but we made it quite large. So we have a fire pit at our bottom level.
Oh, nice.
That is, we spend a lot of time there. Even in the dead of winter, we just bundle up and meet and greet all together at the fire pit, and especially in the evenings, and really enjoy that. The only time I sort of don't enjoy it, and a lot of people come, is like when the fireflies are just going crazy in our yard and our back fields, and it's because it's so hot, and then I don't want to particularly be around my fire pit. But on my porch, my very, very favorite spot to be in all of Stone Gable, I have a porch swing that is in front of my, my kitchen door that goes out onto the porch. And I love being out there almost every time, any time of the year. Like even today, I took a hot cup of coffee and a blanket, and just to look over the beautiful farmlands early in the morning.
It's so nice. I have a front porch here in this house, and I always wanted a house with a porch. So we're getting to the point where that is almost completed. But even when it wasn't, I just dusted off a little spot and would go out and sit. Mm-hmm. And it's really lovely to have an outdoor space.
A covered porch, to me, that's just essential.
Well, and I'll tell you, you were saying, Anita, we're in farm fields, so things don't get dirty. They get filthy.
Yeah, they really
but
do.
What I and during the winter, on a nice day, I may go out and do a little bit of, like, a shakedown of everything. But literally, any other time, I just take the hose. And I mean, we hose that whole porch down. It's so easy. So everything gets a hose down.
And well, and I have indoor, you know, furniture out there. I mean, I have a nice antique table.
True.
I can't really hose that down. Mm-hmm. So
see, for us, that would be impractical. Now, I do have a small eating area that has curtains that come down from the porch, and it has a little table. But, you know, it's just one of those metal mesh tables.
Okay.
Because it has to be, like, I've got to be able to spray it down.
Well, yeah, and one time we had a wind, and it took one of our rocker chairs. I mean, it threw it 20 feet off of the porch.
Yeah, I believe
Hang
that.
Hang on, Dorothy!
I'm telling you. Yeah, we have 8 rocking chairs around our porch, and yeah, the wind plays with them.
Well, I think what we're all saying is, when you're decorating an outdoor room, is to decorate it almost like you're decorating an indoor room, right? You're going to have
as much as you can.
Yeah, very similar elements. You may want to choose different types of materials, like something metal. I love the mesh idea. I have bistro tables that are mesh like that as well.
And the wind goes right through them.
Wind
Great
goes
idea.
Through them, and you can just rinse them off.
So you don't
off.
Worry about that.
I agree. I have a lot of things that can just be hosed off and, and shooken out, and there you go. But I think just the idea of how you decorate a space, instead of it just thinking about as an expanse of lawn, to create separate little rooms or separate little areas that are designated for different tasks.
Yeah. Well, and it's like living. It's like you're creating other living spaces.
Right,
outdoors.
Which really extends your home. Like, especially if you have a smaller home, you can, if you look at the outside as an extension of the house instead of just some grass surrounding the house, then you can really expand your square footage and use all the space. I'm working with a client right now, and she really never even went out the back of her house, you know, even though there was, it, you know, it wasn't sort of this French doors opening to the backyard. It wasn't, the house was looking inward instead of looking outward. And we're working on now making the house look outward towards her what can be beautiful backyard. And we're doing just
lovely.
Some simple changes. I got her a table at a yard sale, and I spray painted it for her. And we did some big potted plants that actually give her a little privacy, even because she doesn't have a lot of hedging material and whatnot. So when she's sitting at her little table having her coffee or reading you know, her emails or such outside, you know, she doesn't feel like the neighbors can look right over. But it's just a big frondy palm tree that we put there in a pot.
Great idea.
But it did
That's
so much to change the
idea.
Feel of her yard, and a few flowers. It was just lovely. In my own space, because it is just sort of this open rectangle, we have the gas line put in, and we want to put an outdoor fireplace, so we're saving up for that. But in the interim, I have some couches and what was an indoor coffee table, but it's glass and metal, so it just can get hosed off and, you know, do a little Windex
so
or something.
Kelly, I have a question. Is your outdoor area covered, or is it open? Because, you know, in California, it seems like you don't have to worry so much about the rain.
Yeah, we've had so much rain, but the backyard is all open, and then we have a front porch, you know, because it's a Victorian, so it has what you would imagine in a Victorian house. But the backyard is open, so and you look out onto the barn, so the yard is in between it. And it's not, you know, when I say barn, people might think, oh, like she has to cross this field. No, it's definitely, you know, a short enough distance that I can carry, you know, 2 loads of laundry back and forth if I have to. And in fact, we just strung up cafe lights from the house
beautiful.
To the barn.
Wow.
Yeah, we did that right before, actually, you know, like right before Laura's birthday party, because we were trying to get it in between the raindrops, and we somehow got the one evening before it started to rain yet again. But I want to direct everybody in the show notes to a blog post that helped me tremendously in installing those. And I'm sure you guys do this too. I use blogs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Resources.
Yeah, for great resources. So I can't remember the name of the blog off the top of my head, but I have it bookmarked and I will share it. So we ran the heavy duty gauge wire and attached the lights to that. I bought the lights on Amazon.
Oh,
and
nice.
It is magical.
Kelly, what it is really beautiful. Kelly, I really want to see that post because we had an electrical outlet put at the far end of our patio, so it's not close to the porch.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to run, I'm not sure, a pole or something, and then we're going to do the same thing with the lights and string them to the house. Because even if your patio, you can really make your patio area feel special and a little enclosed and lit up and magical. Yeah. If you string lights across it. I love that idea.
I was really hoping we were going to be able to do that here. And yeah, we did. We measured it off. In fact, I know exactly how far it was. It was 52 feet. And so we had three runs of 52 feet each. And so it was a little tricky getting lights that, you know, that distance. So there are some places where you can buy them by the foot. So I would definitely suggest something like that, whether it's cafe lights that you're stringing up, or some, you know, if you wanted to take the expense of having some landscape lighting put in that's hardwired, you know, that's great. But there's so many terrific solar options now. So you, in the evening time, you can, by the lighting, you can direct people just like you would in your own house.
Oh, right.
I mean, I don't know if you can put solar lights on dimmers, because we would all like that if you could, but they don't get, you know, there's no harsh lighting. You can tuck them in under your bushes or something, just to create little destinations where it sort of pulls people out. That's what I'm hoping will happen when we have the outdoor fireplace out there. So
lighting is a big deal.
I think lighting makes a tremendous difference. And even if there's so many ways to do it now.
Well, what
you
I was
can
gonna...
even get those solar balls. Have you ever seen those? They're kind of cool.
Yes, oh yeah, I yeah, have. Those are beautiful. Yes, yes.
And well, then you can get the, like maybe a vignette of three of them, and, and then they glow in the dark if that's kind of your look, or the solar lights, or even little Christmas lights. All you need is an outlet or battery operated.
Well, you know, Kelly, we've extended our lighting, solar lighting, the kind you just plunk in the ground, out to our paved vegetable garden.
Oh, great idea.
That's such a great
idea.
And
it looks so pretty at night.
Yeah.
And I just have one other really quick tip about lighting. We have these great big huge pots. I mean, they're huge and they're filled with flowers. But what we did is we took a lantern, you know, like the kind that you can put oil in and like, you know, tiki torch, but like but not the bamboo, you know, more of a metal. And we actually got a small bucket, filled it with wet cement, put those lanterns in, and then we put them in our pots. Pots of flowers. So we've got these big lanterns sticking up. And they have a solar light on the top of them.
Oh, great idea.
Oh, my gosh.
And we can take them off, and we can have them just flaming at night anywhere on our patio. It's really beautiful.
Okay, that is brilliant. I know exactly where I can do that.
I'll put the post in our show notes.
Oh, do, yeah.
So I'll just give a free plug. I mean, you know, we got them from Tiki Torch and they're beautiful. Oh,
nice. I was just going to say to you, was that your Tiki Torch purse? But I remembered them being more of the bamboo-y kind.
No, these are not bamboo. These
maybe
are,
when I mean, just say Tiki
beautiful.
Torch in my head,
and
I say bamboo.
They have a solar light on the top that sort of has gorgeous. This warm glow at night when you're not using the flame.
Tiki Torch, I'm coming after you.
Tiki, that's gorgeous. Well, we did and somebody had an electric chandelier she was going to give away or throw away, and I said, can I have it? So I took off the lights, cut them off, and then just added, glued on some things where it would hold the little glass cups to put the little tea lights in there, and hung it over my table on the back porch. So we made it into
that.
A chandelier, I guess.
I love it.
I'm going to do that this summer. We're moving where our dining room table and chair, or outdoor dining room table and chairs. We have a big tree, and we're going to hang it, do the same thing and hang it from a tree, but I want it like on some kind of a pulley system, because it gets windy, that I can pull it to the ground when I need it to.
Ooh, I think they do that. They have that in Patina Farm. Look on her website.
Okay.
Look on Velvet and Linen. I think hers is on a pulley system.
Something that it can't stay in one spot because it does get windy. And the other thing is I just have to, it's brass, so I have to think, what color do I want to paint this?
No, yeah.
Fun.
Oh, I painted mine white, I think.
Did you? I do remember it on your back porch. Do you know we have spoken a lot just on lighting?
Well, you know, here's the
thing.
How
important is that?
Well, yeah, we're talking about, you know, really creating rooms outside. And in your indoor house, you're going to have rooms. How about rugs? Do either of you use rugs in your outdoor design?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would love to. I haven't yet, but let's hear which rugs you used, Yvonne.
On my front porch, I have two vignettes on either side of our front door in between our windows where I have two rockers and a table and some flowers and things. And it's great for sitting out having coffee in the morning. So I put the same rug. I have a couple of them. I have black and white stripes and I have a blue and white. And I think I'm going to use the blue and white again this year. So I have them in the front. And then on the side going to the back, I have where I have our little, just like a little table for two where the curtains are. Again, I have a blue and a white and a black, and I keep it under there. And this past summer, I got a rug for our patio because I'm now collecting, like I went to a sort of a living room out there. However, I think we're going to have to go without a rug because the rug just takes a beating because it's not covered.
So Yvonne, I have a question for you. So your rugs that are outdoors, so obviously you use outdoor rugs. Now, do you have an issue with fading? Do you bring them in? Do you leave them out all the time?
I don't have at all an issue with fading. Now, I haven't had them out for like 10 years or anything, but no issue. But what I do, my sweet husband does, in the fall, we hose them down, let them totally dry, roll them, and put them in the basement.
Because you get that white stuff that comes from the sky that falls down and would go on your
We
rug,
don't know about
right?
that here.
Oh, like snow?
Snow. That's what you call it. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, we don't get snow.
My outdoor rugs.
I think that they're, you know, now they're of such great quality, even the lower priced ones. I don't think you're going to have an issue with fading. And, you know, you may want to do just something like a sizely color anyway. And so, you know, it's probably not going to even notice if it fades. But I think that most outdoor rugs these days, unless you're getting, you know, super, super cheapo, and then, you know, it's okay if it lasts a season or two. I think you're probably going to be okay. Do not make the mistake I did, which was put an outdoor Judy kind of rug. Core. That was the one I talked about in the rugs episode. Remember my kids and my husband, they call it the rug of nails.
Oh, yes.
And so the rug of nails, I thought, well, no one likes it anyway. Let me try it on the covered porch. You know, I'm in California. Yeah. It's super dry.
Right.
How bad could it be? Well, it's, you know, even though it's super dry here, it's still outside. You know, it still gets dewy and moist in the night and you know, so yuck. And when I peeled it, it was sort of moldy on the bottom. And then
I was just going to say that. Does it break
like
down?
And it was like dragging. Not that I've ever dragged a dead body, but it was like dragging like a 400
See, I told
man.
You about her.
I know.
Not that I've ever done that,
but you
I had
think
to drag
it
down
like?
The steps, and then I tried to get it in our special that, you know, you have to, you know, separate all your trash, which is all great, and I'm ready, but like, I didn't know which one to put that in, and then trying to put it in, I practically fell in the can with it. It was terrible. So don't try that at home.
Well, you know, I was thinking maybe I would put like a sisal or something, but it would break down so quickly.
Don't.
Yeah. Because it's open, I don't know that we can put. I love the idea of giving spaces boundaries.
Right.
And to me, that's the best way to do it. If you put an indoor outdoor.
Oh, that's a good point.
And you know, I use indoor outdoor rugs inside my house. My dining room rug is an indoor outdoor rug.
Me too. Mine is as well.
I love that. Well, you can. Yeah, it does. Definitely does the corralling, and it makes it feel like, okay, this is the place where you can come and, you know, sit and have something to a conversation or a cocktail or something outside. But you can do that with pavers too. You know, if you say, okay, well, I want to do some paving. You maybe have an area where it's sort of designated, and that's where you put your outdoor sofa and things like that. And if you have a small space, which, you know, we've all had in different times in our lives, or we'll have again, a little bistro table, two little chairs, a table, at maybe a little lantern or something, and a potted plant. And if you don't have anything outside and you have a little space and you can do that, probably for about $200 all in, you can create another room for yourself.
A little oasis.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and or maybe just two rocking chairs and a table. But I love your bistro idea, Kelly, because that's the, my favorite thing to do outside is to eat. But I think eating is my favorite thing to do anywhere.
Well, if I was eating off a silver tray, I would enjoy that myself.
But it, you know, just an outdoor meal is just amazing. So I think that would be, yeah, if I only had space for one thing, that's what I would do, is the little table and two chairs.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. And also, you know, if you, not even just eating, if you want to go outside with a, you know, to write something down or a book or a magazine, you've got something to lean on. So it's very, you know, I would say it's more useful than having a chair with a little side table.
Well, and I've got, you know, a really small porch here in the city. You know, we've got these very, very tiny lots here in the city. So what I have on my back porch, I actually took an antique crib and put a, just bought a brand new baby mattress, a crib mattress, put it on there, made a cover for it, and put some pillows, and it's my little outdoor settee. And if it gets really nasty weather, I can just bring it inside. I'll bring in the,
I love that repurposing.
I love that too. But let's talk about, okay, we've talked about lighting and a base, like a, you know, a rug, and we talked about some furniture. But let's talk about little things like, what about, shall I say, pillows, outdoor pillows, and things like plants and lanterns, things that are the embellishments that make, that really make a room feel extra cozy. Can we start with pillows?
Well, of course. Why don't you just talk about them? Go ahead.
We got to let her talk about them.
Well, I just think you have to remember they're outdoors, so you don't want to use down filler or down inserts. And probably you want to get a good quality indoor-outdoor, like a umbrella or something like that, that doesn't fade and is mildew resistant. Because even if you're, unless you're living probably like in Arizona in the desert or New Mexico or something like that, you know, moisture at night really really wreaks havoc with outdoor things.
Yes, true.
And this goes for chair padding as well. And you want things that are easy to clean. And I do have a really fabulous little tip. I make pillows out of plastic tablecloths.
Stop it.
For outside.
So you use the, do you buy the pillows and then just cover them with that?
I buy a, yeah, I buy a, like a polyfill.
Well, they have special in, they have inserts. Special outdoor fills. You know, outdoor,
well, I just buy the polyfill pillow. Because once you, and I, and I'll put that in the show notes, all you have to do is sew it up, sew a plastic tablecloth that you love, sort of that looks like, you know, a pillow, the right size form, and you've got a great decorative pillow. Now it's not soft, it's not great to
lean on. Are you talking about like a vinyl tablecloth?
Yes, a vinyl outdoor tablecloth.
Wow. Never thought of that.
Never thought of that. No.
And they look amazing. So when one blows off and is like 3 miles over in the farm field and I can't find it, it's not such a great loss.
No, it's not such a great loss. Well, I find, you know, definitely there are a lot of degrees of outdoor fabric. But I have to say, even when I've purchased fairly expensive outdoor fabric, maybe it's because we have the blazing California sun and I have sworn I'm not going to be a slave to my outdoor cushions and pillows, so I leave them outdoors. They suffer greatly. Maybe I'll do a couple of foundational ones in a solid, like a lighter solid that I don't think will fade at all. And then I just buy some cheapo fun fabrics that I find at TJ Maxx or someplace, Target, or, you know, some off-price place. And I just kind of, like you talk about your indoor plants, Yvonne, like I think that they're a friend for a season. And you know, they're they don't have to last a lifetime like Anita's ivy's going to. They just they're for a little while, and you know, maybe by next year I'm going to be tired of that particular print anyway, or
that's
color.
Right.
So I don't spend too much for them, and then I don't care if they go by the wayside.
So my philosophy is, I mean, it may be part of it has to do with the type of look I have, because the linen is, because I'm all about the linen. I go ahead and use my linen pillows outdoors, but of course, the thing about it is, I just bring them in the evening. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind doing that, you can use your indoor pillows outdoors, but so it's a little higher maintenance, but it's kind of my look, so that's what I do.
So you go with it.
I would be collecting them forever. It would take me like until midnight to collect everything.
Well, we're missing a pillow.
Assembly line, and Kevin throws me the pillows, and I throw them in the floor inside. So
that's so cute. I love it.
Well, I just keep mine out unless I know we're going to have a rain, or on the porch if a nor'easter's coming. I know that I've got to bring them in because the front of our house gets them, and that's where all of most of my pillows are out with my rocking chairs, and they look really pretty on there. They're sort of
show pillows. Yeah, and I think, you know, we're talking pillows, but I think you can add, you know, and you should add all sorts of other, items that can withstand even if daylight, withstand the sun and whatnot. Maybe not a wooden something, maybe metal. You know, just choose your...
Like a lantern.
Yeah, choose your materials well, and you should be fine. I have some of those, you know, spheres that have been really popular, you know, kind of
orbs.
The open the orbs. Mm-hmm. Right, so I have a collection of three of those, and I, like, now they're black. They used to be yellow in my other house, so I have those out there.
Not from mold. You mean you painted them black.
Yes. Yeah, I painted them black. Right. I spray painted them the matte black that we love. So, and, you know, then I have a big tray out there. Again, you know, everything's sort of, it's Los Angeles. The sky is beautiful. The air quality is so much better than it used to be. But it's still, you know, I'm in a city. So even if it's, you know, we don't have weather, there's, you know, soot kind of gets on stuff, you know, just like you get dust in your house. So everything needs to be wiped off. But, you know, that can be with a hose or just a quick wipe down and it's done. Mm-hmm. But
that's,
I think definitely
that's like the worst downside. There's such a big upside to outdoor living.
Yeah, there really is. I plan to sit down. Sometimes I plan to sit down outside, and that's really exciting. That's even more exciting when I think about that. One thing I wanted to mention.
We'll let this be the last tip, okay? Because we're running over a little bit, and I'm the keeper of the time. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, let me tell you
this.
Go ahead.
You go right ahead.
This is for creating sort of a room or an area when you might not want to actually make a fence or put up a wall or do something that dramatic or that expensive. So I tried this on the side of our house, which is still sort of a portion of the backyard. I had three posts put in about 6 foot, 8 foot intervals. And in between I put mesh that I just bought in rolls at our local hardware store. And then I planted jasmine in a little dirt area that I had made sure was left there. So I have about 6 jasmine plants, and I'll come out with my glass of wine, and I will just weave my jasmine in and out of the mesh, or my cup of tea in the morning, and help my jasmine. And what I'm hoping is, in maybe a year or so, that entire 3 sections of mesh will be covered with jasmine. And right now, they're not blocking my neighbor or covering it, but they are growing, and they're just about to burst open into all these white flowers.
Your outdoor spaces are going to smell heavenly.
I think so.
Yeah, true.
You can do that with just some posts and some mesh. And, you know, the roll of mesh was like $50, and then just have the posts put in, and you just, you know, nail them in or do like a big staple gun and put some plants in there.
Girls, we could just talk another hour about this. We're definitely, and one thing we didn't touch on is outdoor plants and how to use them. Let's just make that a whole nother podcast.
I think that
would be a good idea. Yes. But we have to stop right now. And I've learned a lot. I've gotten a lot of tips for me to think about, and I hope that you have too. And we just want to say to you that we're here to help you create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.